Hey, Rose Petal Germ family. How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Rose Petal Journals, the Single Mom Chronicles. Today, I want to speak to you from the subject which I call waitlist. Now, I know what some of you may be thinking about, and no, we're not talking about your weight. Although, we'll hit those in a few points. Today, I want to talk about all of the things that we have on our shoulders. We just passed with Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to everyone. I think that every day should be Mother's Day, and we should celebrate regardless. But today, I just wanted to speak with you about how we carry the world on our shoulders. Now, I don't know about you, but I know some days when I come home or when the day is finished after the kids have gone to bed, I just have to take a sigh of relief and put the world down. And the world is heavy. If it's not the kids, it's our job. If it's not the job, then it's school. If it's not school, then it's, you know, all the million different things that we constantly juggle. And I don't know about you, but I know I am tired. I'm tired. Sometimes the stress will have the muscles in my back tense up and, you know, kind of feel like they're turning on themselves. You know, sometimes, you know, it might be a tension headache or just irritability. It's okay. But sometimes it's not okay just carrying the entire world on your shoulders. Which is why today the message that I wanted to talk to you guys about is called Weightless. Now I'm a firm believer in the Lord. And I believe that the Lord is by your side every step, everywhere you go. And in every imperfection, He is perfected if you trust Him. And I tell you, girlfriend, that is the only way that I have been able to make it through any and everything thus far. And before I decided to team up with the Lord in this single parenting, I was carrying the entire world. I felt stretched so thin, that I just didn't know what to do. I was out of wits. I was out of, you know, I just didn't know. I was confused. I was tired. I was angry. I was bitter. I was frustrated. I was every negative emotion. I was sad. I was lonely. I was, you name it, I felt it. And I don't know if that's you too, because I know I'm not the only one. And I had to create this podcast in order to reveal and release a lot of those experiences. And I hope that you relate. But once I trusted that area of just being a single mother, and knowing that the Lord is my shepherd. I trusted him. Now, this is in no way to try and push any kind of religion upon you. You have your own beliefs. But there is a higher power that is greater than all of us, that loves us, that loves you more than you could love yourself or even know. And that's ready and willing to take that burden off of you. Now, that's not to say that, you know, magically our, you know, circumstances are just going to change, you know. But to know that you can trust the Lord, and knowing that all of your needs will be met, knowing that you will have peace, you will have the strength you need in order to parent these children, you will have all that you need. And I tell you, if it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know where I would be. Because it has been a ride. But I am so thankful that I have trusted the promises of God. And I'm so grateful and so thankful. And that whenever I feel overwhelmed or scared or frustrated or sometimes like I just can't get it right. I don't know how many of you may feel like that, but sometimes you just feel like, man, I done took, you know, 12 steps and feel like I done got knocked back 15. But you keep pushing. You keep pushing and pushing and pushing. You never give up. Now, that's the resilience of being a single mother that most people will never understand. It's the resilience that we have. And when you let go of that bitterness, that anger, all of the frustration that may be built up in you, I experienced my first panic attack, I say about 3 years ago. I had so much stress that it sent me to the hospital, and I didn't even know. That was the scariest day of my life, I tell you. I didn't know what was going on. But when I had that panic attack, and when it finally, you know, when it succumbed and it calmed and released and whatever else, you know, my body was so sore. I mean, I was so sore. I didn't know what happened. I've never had a panic attack ever in my life, and I haven't had one since then, and I probably never will have another one. But I've realized how detrimental the stress of me carrying everything on my shoulders and bearing it all by myself, where it left me. It left me sick. And I don't ever, ever want to be there again. Because you're vulnerable when you feel that way. And so I had to just trust God and just say, God, I need your help. I need you. I need your peace. I need your strength. I need your wisdom. Because if you don't give it to me, I don't have it all on my own. And I won't have it all. I was vulnerable with the Lord as I prayed. And I just said, God, I don't know what else to do. I feel lost. I'm scared. I'm hurting. I'm mad. And I don't know if you can feel the emotions when I say that, because it wells up my eyes with tears of knowing that pain that you feel is so real. So real. But I'm here to tell you that world that you're carrying, that God is here to help carry it with you, so that you don't have to carry it alone, so that you can sleep at night, so you're not up biting your nails trying to figure out how that bill's gonna be made. Honey, let me tell you something. I don't know how he made a way, but his favor has been remarkable, and it's nothing that I could ever take credit for. Of course, we have to do our part, our due diligence, but baby, when I tell you that when God sweeps in and takes over and favors you, when you trust him, because he said that he would be your husbandman, that he would be a father to the fatherless, when you trust him and you hold him accountable to his promises and hold him accountable to his word and hold him accountable to everything that you hold dear to your heart, he will not fail you. And I know this firsthand. So I encourage you today to remain steadfast in your faith, to be perseverant, to seek out the Lord, to praise him, and to build a friendship with God. He'll be your best friend. I've never experienced such a love as that. And I want you, and I hope that you experience it too. So I just want you to take some time this week, today, this moment, to just think about what it would look like, what it would feel like to have that weight lifted, and to share that load with the Lord, the almighty power of the universe on your side. He's been with you thus far, but if you trust him even more, he will amaze you beyond your imagination. So until next time, this is Rose Petal Journals. I'm Lauren. I appreciate you guys for listening. And you be blessed. And know that you are blessed. Have a good one.